Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
The Bachelor.
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. It's Tuesday. It's the beginning of the two-week countdown until Charity Lawson's season of The Bachelorette officially premieres, and we are now about to dig into the Instagram accounts and the TikTok accounts of all the incoming rookies. Not all, about half of them today.
The first half, the lowest Instagram half, maybe.
That's correct. We're going to go through them all, and we are going to tell you what we think, maybe make some predictions, and as a special added bonus, video of this going through of these Instagrams and these TikToks is going to be available on our Patreon at patreon.com/GameOfRoses. Dark Seeker is going to painstakingly go back through all of this and put up the images that we are talking about from their Instagrams and TikToks on the video. So if you want to watch along with us as we're kind of scrolling through and see what we're talking about, head over to Patreon, join us in the pit, and you're going to get access to that.
And I got the background couch photo just in case for reference. We can tell which ones are sofa players, which ones are standers.
I'm very, very curious to see if that comes into play statistically toward the end of the season. Who was sitting in the group photo and who was standing?
Were they manspreading? Were they not?
You want the manspreading data? Sure, why not? We'll break it all down for you over the course of the season.
Could be telling.
But today, we begin this as we do every season. This is when the excitement begins again. The off season is almost over and we're digging into these Instagrams. Are you ready, Pace Case?
Yes.
Let's do it.
I just resorted it.
Oh, I see. We're starting from the lowest Instagram going to the highest. So our first player that we're going to be talking about is Caleb Arthur. Caleb Arthur's Instagram is
at Caleb Arthur One. That's CalebArthur1.
He has 6 posts. He is coming into our beloved game with 369 followers. Caleb is a
black and white player.
What?
All his photos are black and white except for his first one.
Yes, his occupation, he is a resident physician, and he is from Ann Arbor, Michigan. These photos are, again, as Space Case said, there are 5 black and white photos, 1 color photo, which is his official player photo. There is absolutely no information to be gained here. I'll sum it up. He has 1 picture where he's sitting on a rock out by some mountains, and it says, I'll sum it up. This is a Tide ad.
His cast photo, I'd love for you to all donate your time to my favorite charity this summer. How often do you think we're going to hear charity used as a joke phrase?
Every episode, multiple times per episode.
Every episode.
We have a picture of him in front of the Eiffel Tower that says zero fun. We have a picture of him in a field that says medical student model, M silent M to keep the alliteration. Okay. I don't quite get his attempts at humor. We get another one where he's in a suit, parasocial gaze, pretty good parasocial gaze, looking right into the camera here. I be on my suit and tie, radio edit, inspirational quote to make you think I've been working really hard the past 3 years and have become a very virtuous human being, but mostly I want you to like my picture. All right. And his oldest photo is a picture of him in front of a house of some kind, a porch, and it says, turns out I have a 5-star Uber rating. Thank you for your service, 2018. I have no idea about this man. I feel like he might try to do some comedy and it might fall flat.
He's done a scrub. He is involved in medicine. And yeah, 6 posts since 2018. There's no tagged photos except 9 recent Bachelor tagged photos. Not much to glean. And that's not surprising as he is the lowest starter. He has 369. Wait, so maybe these are not updated, Judd.
What's that?
The Instagram number is not correct.
Those were from last week. He has 369 this week.
Okay, so the order might not be correct is what I'm saying.
Right. But he also has no starting TikTok. So we know very little about this man. I'm predicting night one.
Next up, we have Christopher Spell. This is a business owner from White Plains, New York, 27 years old. His Instagram handle is at Christopher.spell, like a witch's spell. He has 477 followers. His bio says he's an entrepreneur and he owns at Against Todd Athletics, which has 131K followers. Okay, so this is his main page.
And the man, despite having only 10 posts, these posts are interesting.
Have you looked at his business page, though? 3 times Guinness World Record jumper, 50-inch vertical. So he has a world record. He is a jumper. I bet we're going to see a jump on that limo exit.
Well, we see 2 here. He was in Paris in a slam dunk competition. There are some insane photos of him slam dunking. There is, on one of his videos, the still image, it's him working out. The vascularity on this man is outstanding.
This is the highest vascularity we've seen, what, since Chad Johnson?
Maybe, yes. The vascularity is on another level. As is his athleticism. There are a lot of kind of examples of that happening here. There's a picture with him and 2 of his buddies. It looks like the caption reads, been with the same bro since day 1, different life directions, different goals, different locations, same brothers. Hashtag friendship, best friends, etc. I'm going to say this man is obviously going to excel at, his caption is entrepreneur, New York, LA. What is this? Did we look at this Against Odds Athletics?
Yes, that is his business. This is his jump coach athlete page with 131K.
Oh, damn.
So he's actually our highest pair, one of our highest parasocial players.
Coach athletes to jump 6+ inches or higher. Wow. Okay. So he's a coach. He's going to be super athletic. And he also has a massive amount of TikTok followers. Sorry. He's coming into the game with 174,000 TikTok followers. So you tell me. I like this guy's look.
Influencer.
I can see this guy. This guy may not make it to the final four, but I can see this guy lasting. I think this guy is a deep regular season run. Especially because, you know, I mean, like, they're going to tailor some date around this guy's ability to jump this high.
Mm-hmm. Like a high jump?
Could be a high jump thing. Set up a little Olympic trial thing.
We've seen, like, kind of where they do a few different things like this, like the shot put and then like a sprint.
Didn't Vial have some kind of decathlon or something date?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's, there's been like an various games to be played, but I don't think there was a high jump. There might have been a long jump in that. So I feel like if we don't see this man jump, why'd they even cast him?
I want to see this man do a hooju. I believe this man could hooju another man around the neck with his legs.
A neck hooju.
We've never seen such a thing.
We have not seen that. This is a feat. I think we're going to see this in his limo exit, though. I don't know how much staying power he has for this game.
What if he comes out, he sprints out of the limo, and he does a leap right at Charity, and then it's so high that he can jump up and do the splits above her head. He jumps over the fountain. What if he jumps over the mansion and lands in the pool?
I mean, then he should be given the ring immediately, I think. Jumping the fountain, would love to see it.
I agree. These 10 post Instagrams are obviously very scrubbed, obviously very curated. Both of these guys, I think, are looking to like start their influencer career here by going on The Bachelor. That's all this says to me. 10 posts.
Yeah. I mean, this man is already a jumping influencer. Oh, he jumped over his car. I broad jumped my Miata. So are we going to see him jump a car as a grandee?
Perhaps.
You think someone's driving in the car, but no, he comes from the other side of the driveway, jumps over it.
And his TikTok is simply Against Odds Athletics. It's a lot of the same media you're going to be seeing on the Against Odds Athletics Instagram page as well. Free jump training if anybody out there wants to learn how to jump.
I feel like I actually have a low jump height for my height. I think I can only get a few inches. So,
oh wow,
I might need to study this TikTok.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens to Pace Case's jumping abilities, as well as Christopher Spell's ability to stay in our beloved game for any amount of time. Moving on. Our next player is Nick Barber. You can find Nick Barber at NickBarber97. He has 303 followers coming into our beloved game. He has 37 posts. All right. We may be able to glean something here. I'm looking at a post of him holding a lightsaber. Let's take a look at that first. And he's verified. He has a blue check mark.
Oh, he is Army. He's got a gun pick.
This
is a full like Predators outfit he's got on.
Oh, nice. I'll check that out in a sec. It looks like he went to some kind of Star Wars themed thing, maybe potentially in Vegas. He is wearing a lightsaber, doing some Anakin Skywalker cosplay, and it says, the caption reads, I have brought peace, freedom, justice, and security to my new empire, Anakin Skywalker, ROTS. Okay, we see him in a marathon, it looks like. Is this him performing in a coffee shop? Last call in Dublin? No, that's someone else. He's shooting the video.
What do you think the verification is for?
I don't know. His bio literally just reads Nick Barber. Let's see if he's got four reels only. There's a helicopter, a baseball game, looks like, and two concerts. He's only got 9 tagged photos, most of which are Bachelor related.
Tagged by his mom, simply Rhonda Barber. Just me, happy mom, wife, dog mom, Talia's pretty, Millie's Lala, business owner, official badass. So maybe he is verified for also being a badass?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, here the machine gun picture I think you were talking about from January 30th, 2022. This is a military capacity. He is holding a machine gun, but it's not Garrett Yegorian style. This man is clearly actually in the military, and it says Rangers lead the way. So I guess he was an Army Ranger.
He's not on his way to a voting office or something.
No, he's out of the forest with some other guys. They're all in camo. I mean, clearly he's in the military or was up until very recently. Maybe he still is. Here he is in front of UCB, Upright Citizens Brigade. There's the baseball game. I don't know. I could see this guy being a 4TRR player, honestly. The 37 posts, which is crazy at this point, that when you see 37 posts, you're like, he didn't do a scrub. I mean, I'm sure he did,
no,
right?
No, that's a scrub. Yeah, he just didn't scrub as much as our first two.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the last guy just made a new account for him to not train.
Maybe.
Who do we got up next? We got Joe Menzia, a 31-year-old tech operations director from San Francisco. Joe Menzia's Instagram is at Joe, J-O-E-M-E-N-Z-I-A. He has 519 followers. This man has been to Coachella like me.
Oh my God, is that Joe Menzia in that third picture?
Oh wait, that's EDC. So he is at a rave. Yes, he is ripped.
He is ripped. No vascularity. Joe Menzia, high degree of muscularity.
What? I see some vascularity.
Barely. That's one vasc.
I see two veins.
Where's the other?
There's one on his forearm and one on his bicep.
That forearm one barely counts. I'll give you the bicep vein, that forearm vein. I don't know. That could be a light trick. I'm giving him one vasc. Needs to work on vasc. Musk, good though. Very high degree of musk. The caption for this image reads, Sunrise crew, grateful for these 10 hours of jumping around like chimpanzees underneath fireworks and lasers with people this amazing community. Thanking myself for the extra calf workouts. Nice. Now to ice my feet and pop my blisters. Gross. So,
ew.
This man is definitely a muscle man. There are 27 posts here. We are seeing him in the gym. We are seeing some mirror selfies in a bar. There's some model-esque poses. Has an interesting parasocial gaze, lacking a little something behind the eyes. Surfboards, desert.
You're seeing a high number for his cipher?
Yeah, we could be looking at a Dark Lord in the making here. Has kind of a goofy look, I gotta say. I could see this guy being, he's giving me a little vibes of that old Bennett Andrew Jordan.
I was just gonna say that. He has a Bennett Andrew Jordan vibe.
I agree. I think this might, God,
I don't
please,
know why.
Please, Cringe King, we are your loyal servants. Deliver us the cringe, I hope.
Is he the cringe? Okay, he's got some tagged photos. Okay, another EDC one. I have a feeling this is not the ring winner.
Oh, for sure not. For sure not.
I don't think Charity goes to EDC.
Absolutely correct. And this man is going to be a full edit at some point. Just based on the muscularity, I could see him coming to blows with some of the other muscularity players. A kind of muscularity off. Potentially him and the jumper. Could be a who's more muscular, who's more vascular type showdown. Mm-hmm. I could see that happening. You know what we have never seen in Bachelor? And I'm really looking forward to it when it happens, because it will. As these guys become increasingly bodybuilder-esque, we're going to get eventually just a straight fucking pose down. We kind of had that in Hannah Brown's season when all the guys had to come out in Speedos and show their genitalia to her. But we didn't have them all on stage simultaneously muscling off against each other. And I think that's coming. Could be the season.
Could be. Well, good luck, Joe Menzia.
Good luck to Joe Menzia. Moving on, our next player on the list is Spencer Storbeck. Spencer is in medical sales. He's from Moorpark, California. Sorry, we've been doing a bad job of telling you where these people are from and what they do. Joe Menzia was a tech operations...
I feel like I've been doing a good job.
Director?
Oh. I'm good at job.
From San Francisco. Nick Barber is an HR executive from Bayonne, New Jersey. And Christopher Spell, the jumper, is a business owner from White Plains, New York. And, of course, that business was the jumping. So, moving on. Spencer Storbeck, medical sales, Moorpark, California.
Medical sales, long history in our beloved game.
True. He's coming into our beloved game with 409 followers, 36 posts.
He's at a Dodger game.
He has an AI avatar as his player icon. He's wearing an elf hat. There's some Christmassy stuff here.
This is at Spencer Storbeck, Storbeck. He loves Christmas. He loves making faces. I mean, this is a strong face play. You know who he kind of reminds me of is Hunter Montgomery. Kind of got a similar look.
Here he is. There's a picture of him in a knife store, standing with a replica Captain America shield, and it says, "My financial discipline was heavily tested this day." Is he a Marvel nerd? Time will tell. Aren't we all at this point?
I would not call myself a Marvel nerd, but this guy loves tots. Here he is as a hot dog. He says, "I love Halloween." Here he is as a robber, says, "I love Halloween."
There's also a picture of him from December 18th. That it is, the caption reads, "I won," in quotes, "punk rock bingo and opted for Jenga. I played like six games with strangers." So he was at some kind of a trivia or bingo thing, and he's holding up this Jenga thing that he won with a really crazy face play that he's doing. Full eye aperture, full mouth aperture, eyebrows raised to the gods. I think we could be looking at a fool player here.
It's definitely a fool. Fool player. His Instagram is not very strong, I would say, but maybe he will have the charisma of a Gengen. Kind of has a Gengen vibe too.
Yeah. He does, though, despite being a fool, like, he still kind of fits the part. He is a very square jawed.
He's got a square jaw.
Dude bro looking guy. We shall see. Yeah. Good luck.
Here he is brushing his teeth by a lake.
He has no TikTok that we can isolate and enhance, unfortunately. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so we're, what is this? We're into, we've been through five of these guys now out of the first half that we're going to do today. What is your basic feeling about these Instagrams this season so far?
So far, no good Instagram.
I agree.
But we're starting at the bottom of the numbers.
That is true. Next week's, maybe we'll see some heavy hitters. Nonetheless, is this purposeful? We're seeing some of these scrubs that are very fucking deep and people who only have like six posts and shit. That has to be purposeful. It just feels like this is, I don't remember a season quite like this where the first five Instagrams you look at give you no sense of who the person is. They're bad pictures. There's not really anything going on in them other than just kind of like, well, I'm about to go to the Bachelorette, so I need to have an Instagram. That's kind of what these are all like to me.
It's, I don't know. This is, maybe we'll see. This just gives very like goofball energy. Mm-hmm. I'm not feeling like we have seen a real contender first, although maybe Caleb.
Is he the jumper?
4TRR, 5 posts. I don't know.
No.
I just, no, I mean the first guy who we just like don't get any, there's no video or anything. Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful we'll see some stronger profs, some TikToks at least. Come on.
I'm just like, I know Dale Moss is not normal, okay? I know Dale Moss is on another level. I know that he's probably the greatest parasocial player of all time. But you're not even seeing people try to emulate that player, at least in these first couple. This is, to me, a little disappointing, guys. And mm-hmm. I won't say it's completely unexpected because it is the guys. I hate to say it. Guys are never as good at Instagram. They're never as good at the game.
Of course, of course.
But let's move on to our sixth player.
And look, Dale Moss had over 100K. I want to say 180 going in. So it's like...
Yeah, and he's a professional model, et cetera, et cetera. Like... He's very curated, very cultivated.
Okay, this next one, better.
We're talking about Aaron Schwartzman.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Schwartzman is a firefighter, 33 years old from San Diego, California. You can follow him at Aaron2As.Schwartzman.
S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z-M-A-N.
He's got 1,139 followers coming into our beloved game.
Another strong jawline.
Yeah. A lot of muscularity.
He's muscular. He's vascular. He's firefighting.
Yeah. He's got them both. Now, he knows how to show off his vascularity and his muscularity. You're going to look at his third post on his main grid. You're going to see veins bulging in the biceps. You're going to see veins.
How many vasculars is that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 vasculars.
11.
11 vasks. This is a vask level 11. We are looking at potentially the most vascular player this season. And he, like I said, knows how to show it off. There may be players that we've already seen that can beat him in vask, but they're not vasking. This man is vasking all over his gram. He understands the power of the vask and the musk.
He's got a sister who got married. The real big red. Oh, she has a lot of hair. Private. Lives in Australia.
Is he Australian?
I don't think so.
His caption is Aaron Schwartzman. American flag, fire truck, rose emoji, season 20. And then he has a link to aschwartzman.com. I'm going there now. I'm going in. It says...
He's in a Top Gun outfit. You know we love a Top Gun outfit.
It's just his email.
Grind and shine.
And so he's a fireman, right?
Yes.
All he does is work out and carry around heavy equipment all day. This guy, God, I don't know. This guy could come in... For TRR.
Oh, he quit firefighting in 2020.
That's probably when the Bachelor producer started calling him.
He said, mixed emotions as I'm walking out the door for the last time tomorrow. Oh, he's moving to a different department in San Diego. Okay, from El Cerrito. Okay, sorry. False alarm. He's still firefighting in a different fire location.
It's good to know.
Bigger fires, maybe.
Anybody with muscles like that should be fighting fires constantly wherever they are.
I mean, I feel very protected by this man. Drinking on boats, kayak. There's a lot of kayaking.
Will we get a repeat of the firefighter date from JoJo's season that introduced us to one young Wells Adams who couldn't handle that date?
I think no. Here he is wearing Top Gun again. The man is obsessed with Top Gun. Oh, here's a golden retriever.
Yeah, there's a lot of cute dogs, little Dalmatians and stuff. He's very firefighter-esque, and it does look like his sister...
He deleted the dog page. Uh-oh.
...would be making an appearance in a hometown. Look, this is where I land on this guy. One of two ways.
Where?
One of two ways for Mr. Schwartzman. Mr. Schwartzman comes in, guns blazing, for TRR. I'm as sweet and wholesome as American Pie. I'm a fucking firefighter with a perfect body. And nothing wrong with me. He's like a perfect...
And I love America?
Yep. Or complete villain. Oh, those are the only two options for this man. What do you got? What did you find?
There's a, no, 2015, there's a picture of him and his sister as children, and it's cute. It's cute.
Pretty cute. And the caption reads, happy birthday to my amazing sister at 24. All your imperfections are gone, and you don't even pee your bed anymore. Love you, Big D. You're the best little sister a big brother could have. Okay. So, peeing the bed. He's got a little bit of a sense of humor there.
Dogs, horses.
Skiing. He's an outdoorsman.
I mean, does the man rest?
Yeah, this is definitely not a night one player. The producers will build a deep run for this man, either villain or for TRR. For sure, he's going to make it at least to midseason.
Yeah. I kind of want to see him talking before I know, but yeah, I agree. He's definitely the strongest Instagram profile we've seen so far.
Yeah.
No tagged photos, of course.
Why would you have him?
1,100 followers. Yeah. Going to get some follows.
All right, moving on. Our next player comes to us from the Windy City, the Chicago Clout. He's an attorney. He's 28 years old. His name is James Pierce. And Mr. Pierce comes into our...
Oh, he's Jewish, by the way. Not a match for charity.
You don't think so?
Don't you think charity is religious?
Oh, shit. Christian, you mean. Well, that could be a thing. Maybe they'll have that conversation. That'd be interesting.
Maybe. Maybe. Who's next? Sorry. James Pierce.
James Pierce comes into our game with 811 followers, 10 posts, deep scrub.
He's got corn-fed Indiana boy, Purdue 17, Michigan 21, Stuckey Farm class of 05.
Don't know what that is.
Corn-fed Indiana boy. I mean, all his photos are gone.
We've seen him.
He's been to Portugal. He's been to France. He's been to Amsterdam.
He's got some friends that he's in pictures with.
Italy. Oh, my God. He's been everywhere.
Is this so far the worst Instagram we've seen? I'm going to say yes so far. He has 3 tag posts. They're all Bachelor.
It's not good.
There is no evidence of this person even being real. This could completely be an artificially intelligent generated character. I simply don't know what I'm looking at here. There's a graduation picture that reads, they let me keep the hat. There's a picture of him in a cave or something. Oh, it's in a glacier. Glaciers are kind of cool.
A few travel pictures, and that is it from James Pierce. What is his? He's an attorney. 28-year-old attorney from Chicago, Illinois.
Does he have a TikTok? No. No TikTok that we can find. Well,
Cider Esquire. Oh, he's got an Instagram story of a dead plant, Monday mood. Ugh, this is bad. Some random person. Zoom in.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my... which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort. From the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today. Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription.
Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Okay, well, good luck.
On the official Bachelorette website, it says, "Don't sue James for being a total dream. This charming attorney grew up on an apple farm and describes himself as an inquisitive, determined, and passionate man who is looking for an outgoing future wife to travel the world and have shared experiences together. This upstanding Midwesterner has an honest and straightforward approach to life. In a relationship, he is known to write his lady romantic love letters during special days together. His idea of a perfect first date includes a trip to his family's farm," interesting hometown, "for a romantic picnic surrounded by blooming apple trees. He's trusting the process in hopes of finding someone exceptional. Will charity be that person? Blah, blah, blah. Jury's still out."
Is he going to come in an apple tot? I am the true underdog.
Yeah. Fuck you, Rodney. Fun facts. James knows enough French to get himself in trouble. James is an Olivia Rodrigo stan, and James has tried everything to convince his brother to get a tattoo with him, but he still won't budge. I mean, there's nothing about him in that. His family owns an apple farm. That's all I know about this guy. Mm-hmm. All right. Terrible. Moving on.
That explains his handle, Cider Esquire.
I'm going night one on James Pierce. There ain't nothing there. That's a fucking...
I mean, do you think he's going to do our classic attorney intro line? Haven't multiple people done the same one that was like, "You have the right to remain sexy," or like...
Yeah, something like that. You're getting sued for being too hot. Let's move on. Okay. Two.
Braden Bowers, 24-year-old travel nurse from San Diego, California, a member of the crew. And this is finally a man with an Instagram and a TikTok. His Instagram handle is Braden Bowers Official, BrayDenBowers Official. His bio reads, "Unapologetically me." He's posted his photo of the show. He has posted a photo with a dog. This man also in the military?
Or is that him or his brother? It says May 7th, 2023. It's a picture of someone in military fatigues. Marks the official end of a big chapter in my life. Yeah, I consider myself privileged to have been part of something so much bigger than myself, and I'm so grateful for all the opportunities that afforded me swipe to see the celebration. So there's a couple of military guys in here.
Mm-hmm.
This would be May 7th, 2023. Marks the official end of a big chapter in my life. So they were shooting when he was active duty still. There's a video of him literally shooting a machine gun in a military capacity.
His May 27th photo has a religious quote. "He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze." 1834, and he is shirtless.
I like that. I like the use of Christianity to justify war.
Christianity, that's what you want for charity.
Yeah.
Charity season, I think.
I mean, I'm assuming by the fact that we've seen, here he is in a marathon, so he's semi-athletic. In these 18 posts, we do get a pretty good idea, I think, of who this guy is. And all of this military involvement leads me to believe Charity has asked for this, or Charity is very into military guys. Is her dad military? I don't remember. I'm going to look up his official ABC info here. It says, "Braden is a hardworking, romantic, and funny, and is as funny as he is handsome. This travel nurse has a..."
Yes.
Her dad is military.
Gossip Next Door shares that he served in the military.
Okay. There we go.
Father David.
Got it. So that makes sense. She wants to essentially marry her father. The travel nurse has big goals for his future, but says there's one major piece missing from his life, a wife. Braden has been in serious relationships before, but is excited about this unique opportunity to date Charity. When Braden loves, he loves hard, and he is ready to put it all on the line to find his perfect match. Braden is hoping his future wife is honest, adventurous, and most importantly, will love his dog River as much as he does. Could Charity be the perfect match? Blah, blah, blah.
Start the new account with a picture of me and my son, River, the dog. So he started a new account in 2022.
All right. Fun facts. Braden loves good cigar lounge. Braden is not into meditation. Very good. Braden is looking for someone to teach him how to salsa dance. An anti-meditation dog enthusiast, ex-military travel nurse. There is something about him that says to me, villain.
Is it the gun?
No, it's not the gun, because it's military capacity gun. And gun people have done well in our beloved game. Look at Garrett. He won his season. I just feel that there is something about this man that is hitting me as villain. Braden Bowers, time will tell.
The earring?
I don't know what it is. It's just something in the parasocial gaze. It's hard to define, but it's there.
I feel like he's like mid-level. I don't know.
We see one picture of him without a shirt. It looks like his friend, Caleb Webb, was maybe competing in a bodybuilding competition, and he is also there shirtless. He is beat in muscularity and vascularity by every player we've seen so far.
Hmm.
Moving on. Our next player is...
Wait, we didn't look at Braden's TikTok.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, there's no videos. Damn it. At Braden Bowers Official. Hmm. 40 followers.
Moving on. Our next player is Doten Olubeko, 30 years old, Brooklyn, New York. He is an integrative medicine specialist. I'm not sure what that means. He is coming into our game with, by the way, his Instagram handle is do.ol_, 26 posts, 733 followers.
He is muscular. He jumped over something. What do you call that? A hurdle.
Yeah.
He's jumping over a hurdle in his first photo. Very.
National Running Day.
Muscular.
Looks like he was at a track meet. Looks like he ran for Chico State. I'm not sure if that's a D1 school or a D2 school, or maybe a D3. I don't know. We've got just some images here. Kind of late. Here's an image of him in front of a house talking on his phone that says, kind of late, but here's to another solar return. Grateful to be safe, free of illness, and just alive. Thank you for the well wishes. Big happy birthday to all my other August and September babies. So he's giving himself a birthday post here. We see him in some cold weather. He looks, I don't know. There's something good about him. I like something in the eyes here.
He looks like a 4TRR player.
He looks like he's going to be fun. I think he's going to have a very strong second audience game. I think all the guys are going to love this guy. Other than that, I don't know much about.
He's got one Instagram highlight. Do not disturb. It is landscape videography of different locations.
His official profile says, Doten is the full package, and he's so ready to find his person. Doten comes from a big Nigerian-American family and moved to the United States as a child. He describes himself as an open-minded, full of love, and best listener. The integrative medicine specialist has a zest for life and even once went on a spontaneous 45-day trip around Europe. Must be nice. He's hoping his future wife has the same love for adventure and excitement for the little things like he does. Charity, get ready for the adventure of a lifetime with Doten. Fun facts. He's terrible at movie trivia. He would love to be the head of the CIA. And he loves his air fryer. Wouldn't we all love to be the head of the CIA? All right. It's interesting. Doten. I don't know. I don't know about Doten. I can see him sticking around till episode maybe 3. And I think he'll be maybe 3 or 4. I think he'll be kind of like beloved by the second audience. And then he will turn into like one of the superstars of the following season of Paradise, which is shooting now, by the way. He could be in Paradise right now.
He definitely seems like he would be on Paradise. I agree with you about the second audience game. I don't know. We're not getting a lot.
So far, none of these Instagrams are really like...
No TikTok that we know of. All right. Who we got next? Xavier Bonner. This is a 27-year-old biomedical scientist from Carrboro, North Carolina. Xavier has an Instagram and TikTok. Let's go.
And his Instagram handle. This is great. Please indulge us.
Zay, X-A-Y, got the sauce. We have a sauce player. Oh, is this him in the Bachelorette promo?
His caption reads, North Carolina scientist gamer. Bachelor at 20. Are we finally going to see somebody openly talk about video games in The Bachelor? This Instagram is too scrubbed to know anything about this man. 8 posts, as I said.
Luckily, he posted, though, the trailer of Bachelorette, which he is in, and he plays his PTC in this trailer. His mom has an autoimmune disease, which is part of why he went into medicine, and he is 6'6". That will help him, I think.
Mm-hmm. Is he the tallest player?
Oh, no videos on the TikTok. I don't know, but it just says that in his promo. They never really give us... It was, he says, people always ask if I'm a basketball player, but I'm a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a 4TRR vibe. I think he is going to do well.
Let's see what his official Bachelorette bio on the website says. Xavier is one tall glass of water. The 6'6" scientific researcher has also got the smarts and charisma to match in a relationship. Xavier will shower his partner, with compliments because he genuinely wants to see his future wife happy. Xavier's parents, who have been happily married for 30 years, so we know he's going to be doing some of that modeling after parents. I want that relationship. They embody the type of relationship he wants to find. Xavier says he most admires his mom and wants to find a partner who can give their children the kind of love he received as a kid. Could Charity be the one? It's time to put their chemistry to the test. Fun facts. Xavier enjoys knitting. Xavier built his own computer for playing video games. Xavier's ideal first date is skydiving. So, is he going to go on a skydiving date? Is he going to be able to talk about the gaming system that he built? Is he going to... That would be a hilarious one-on-one date. He's just talking for an hour about, and then I got the AMD visual processor and put it in my computer, but then I needed a liquid cooling system and a fan system, and so I got that. Then I had to replace the motherboard, and then you just cut to Charity, and she's like asleep in the chair next to him.
That will be fun.
Yeah. Let's see something like that.
Watch his Instagram story. You can see the promo, and you can see there's muscularity going on.
I could, but not. He's not like a bodybuilder. He's not like some of these other guys. He's just in good shape. But I think that this guy is giving me some vibes. I feel like this is a deep contender.
I agree. We got a contender.
Zay got
finally
the sauce.
Xavier. I mean, we're gonna hear about that mom. He's in the promo, so I assume.
Yeah.
We will hear that PTC.
But 8 fucking posts. Like,
I know, there's no posts.
All of these guys have their Instagrams are just like nothing. It's a fucking ghost town. And I don't know, like, has this shit been scrubbed? 185 weeks ago.
Oh, it's been scrubbed. You post 8 photos in 4 years?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he did get his PhD, so maybe he wasn't gramming.
Possibly. This first photo is of him standing underneath the Hollywood sign here in Los Angeles, California. And it says, all smiles, no breaks in my journey. So I guess he must have moved out here, or I don't know. I'm getting the vibe that he'll go deep, but this is based almost on nothing.
I don't know. He has a 4TRR smile. That's what I'm basing off his contender status on.
Yeah, that's about all we fucking got to go on.
Oh, wait, he does have a TikTok. No videos.
They're just making these things and parking them.
Yeah.
Just waiting.
Like a contender. Unlike a contender, he does appear to be reposting every Instagram story he's tagged in.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Well, we'll see what Xavier can pull out this season. Moving on, our next player is John Baresh. John is 27 years old, a data scientist from that city called New York. He's part of the influence. He is coming into our beloved game with, you can follow him, by the way, at John Baresh, J-O-H-N-B-U-R-E-S-H. He's coming into our beloved game with 15 posts, 1,537 followers. Is that the first person? Yes. This is our first person to come into the game with over 1,000 followers.
I think there was an 1,100 one before.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Aaron Schwartzman had 1,100.
We see he's got a tattoo of what looks like a cross. Do you see that in the second picture?
Yes.
Good sign. Good sign. Here he is playing with a child at a wedding.
It says something too. It has a GD. I don't know what that means. It looks like a GDAV. What does that mean? I have no idea.
Is that his dog?
That's a pig.
I don't think you're looking at the same. He has an Instagram highlight with a dog on it.
Oh.
And he is playing guitar for this dog.
Yeah.
And the guitar has, I mean, the guitar, the dog has the biggest smile. The aperture on the smile of this dog is, oh my God, it's so cute.
It is a cross, definitely. By the way, that tattoo, there's also a cross in his bio.
Oh.
His bio is cross emoji, bachelor at 20.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Minnesota, NYC. But we do see a picture of him with a pig. And it says, the caption says, "And here I thought us boys were going to be the only babes on the island. Is this the same place that they made the bachelor players dive off and feed the pigs in the water? I think it is. Where was that? Do you remember?
The island of pigs? I want to say that was the Bahamas.
I think so.
He's been published in his science stuff about COVID data.
He seems adventurous.
Final pub on Pig Journal.
Whoa. He's at Lamorne Mountain, standing on top of a big iron cross, arms outstretched, and it says, "He died for us, so I live for him." And then he's doing a like core body workout off the side of the cross in the next picture.
Desecrating a cross, you're saying?
Yes. Here he is, slam dunking a basketball.
This is, I gotta say, he is striking me as a contender as well.
Same.
Yeah. John B.
Again, not a lot of posts, but you got the...
You got the Christianity.
Yeah. You got what you need here.
You got the core tenets. He's been to the Big Island already.
He's been to the Big Island, and he's Christian. That's about all you need. Let me look at his his official bachelorette webpage reads, "John is the perfect combination of looks and intelligence. He works as a data scientist," which, by the way, sorry to all the data scientists. AI is probably going to take John's job soon.
Oh my God.
He works as a data scientist.
Yeah, wait. You haven't been saying whether their jobs are going to get taken by AI yet.
The guy who teaches how to jump, he's safe. Data scientist, not safe.
Focus on your vascularity, yeah. Data scientist.
Everybody needs to move into training people how to jump.
Would you say the army people are going to lose their jobs too? I would think so.
No. Because the United States government still needs to have us in line. The United States government still needs to have like a military force that is populated by people to essentially have that option to keep some of the population, following orders.
Oh, they'll make up a job for them just because.
Exactly. Like, I don't know that we need as many troops on the ground as we have now that we have drones and AI and all this shit, but...
That's what I mean. I don't know. Okay, he's got parents, wolf dad, and tiger mom equals Master John.
Okay.
What's a wolf dad?
I'm not sure.
I've heard of tiger mom.
I have too. I don't know what wolf dad is, but...
He's been to 5 of the 7 continents. Who's going to go to Antarctica? Maybe Charity. I don't know. He just seems like 4TRR.
I agree.
Got the religious thing. He's got the look. The Instagram is I mean, completely scrubbed, but it's good. And this dog. Does this dog not have an Instagram? This dog is so cute.
Here is what it says on the official Bachelorette website. He works as a data scientist, and while John takes his career very seriously, he hopes his job can help him provide for a wife and kids in the near future. When he isn't crunching numbers, John loves rereading the Harry Potter series, listening to Chelsea Cutler's music, and trying out new restaurants in New York City. He's also been known to bust out a dance move or two, having skillfully mastered all the latest TikTok dance trends. Do we have evidence of that? John is truly a catch who wants to find someone family-oriented, passionate, and that challenges him to be his best self.
We have no evidence of that. His TikTok, John underscore B-U-R-E-S-H, has zero videos.
Fantastic work, John. And yes, his fun facts, indeed, it says he's been to five out of seven continents so far, 5 out of 7 countries on planet Earth. And John loves to treat himself with a well-crafted Negroni. John listens to sad pop music at the gym. I agree with you. This is a very 4TRR-seeming fellow.
Yeah.
That Christianity is just, so far, other than Luke Parker, we've never seen a Christian villain, to my knowledge.
Maddie.
You think she was a villain?
I think some people thought she was.
I guess that's debatable.
I don't know. Whose side were we supposed to be on? Sweet Nums or Maddie?
I think Maddie. Because they were setting her up to be the Bachelorette, and then COVID hit. And they were like, oh, fuck, what do we do? And they were getting all that backlash about, like, all these Bachelorettes are 18 years old. And they were like, fuck, all right, we got to make an older one. So then they pulled out Claire Crawley to be the next Bachelorette. And then that ended how it ended, obviously. I think Madison Pruitt had a window to be the Bachelorette, but circumstances aligned against her.
It's okay. She's with a billionaire.
Yeah, yeah, she turned out.
Okay, this man is playing the guitar in his reels. Come on. John B. He bought a house and he's dancing in it. All right, who we got next?
Up next is our final account that we're going to be checking out today. This puts us at the halfway mark for all the players. We'll be doing the rest of them next Tuesday for you. We are talking about, for our final player today, Warwick Ryder. He's from Nashville, Tennessee, 27 years old. He is a construction manager.
Rieder.dub, 2009 of followers. This guy, I swear, was he in the casting for another one?
He's got 13 posts. I mean, maybe. He does look familiar to me, too. He's got 13 posts.
13 posts since 2016. Lol.
He's a slider. His caption reads on Instagram, Nashville, ? And then there's a link to Spotify. Is this his music? When I click the link, it says upstream connect error or disconnect reset before headers, reset reason overflow. I don't know what that means. I'm going to click it again. I get the same error. I'm going to click it again. I get the same error. I'm going to click it again. Fourth time's a charm. I'm in. Just kidding. Same error. So his Spotify link, whatever it was to, whether his music or a playlist, no longer there.
I click on his TikTok, Warwick Ryder. Zero videos. Look, I saw his cast photo in something and I was like, oh, they're ending the job. This is the next Bachelor.
Yeah, he definitely has the look. And here is something in his first post, his most recent post, it's a picture of someone else, another guy, and then a bunch of pictures of them together, friends. This was a friend of his. It's his PTC. How lucky and proud am I to have gotten to call Parker one of my closest friends. He was a great man, son, brother, and somehow even better friend. His joyful personality, unconditional love, incredible eating habits, and infectious laugh will be dearly missed. Our time with him here was cut short, yet to experience a friendship like that is something I wish for everyone. We will meet again someday. Heart emoji. Below is a link to Archie's promise. Any donation will be greatly appreciated. Let's check out this link, see if we can get some more information here.
Archie's promise. This is donor advised each year to support women and families in crisis and grief. Oh, so maybe it's to his family?
I'm not sure. Maybe that has nothing to do with the means by which this PTC was generated, but certainly it looks like his best friend.
This is really sad.
Since childhood.
Oh my God, this is only 3 weeks ago.
If it's only 3 weeks ago, then this might not be his PTC. Because they would have already been shooting. So this potentially happened during the course of filming.
Oh, God. Ugh. I hate that.
Yeah. Very muscular. We've got a picture of him on the beach here. Vascularity could improve. Muscularity, not much room for improvement. I can see him winning a musk off. Vask off, gonna have some problems.
Oh my God. I just realized what you meant by musk. I thought you meant like their smell. I was like, oh, I guess Chad like thinks some of them are musky. I don't know.
M-U-S-C, like muscles.
Look, he's going to win a musk off or a musk off. Either way.
I'm somehow getting their smell through their Instagram. This man is definitely musky.
What does it say about us? And I was just like, oh, clues can tell what they smell like, I guess.
Whatever. Yeah, and you're just like, whatever. Okay, he's reached that level now. He can smell the pictures.
Okay, his sister's wedding. He's hiking. Oh, here he is jumping into a pool with goggles on. That's fun. Yeah, no Vask, but that's okay.
His TikTok has 10 followers, no videos. They're making these things and parking them.
Yeah. I mean, look, it might not be parking. I know some people have TikToks where they don't post.
I have that.
Start posting.
If I had the time, I certainly would. Once AI can get to a point where it's making posts for me, I will start posting.
He's traveling with his family. He's fishing. He just has, I mean, the Instagram is quite curated and it's not professional, but there's something about him that just says bachelor to me.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to say there's probably an over 90% chance he was cast specifically to be the first Asian bachelor, and he will be your bachelor next fall. I would say that's a 90% plus chance.
Okay, he's standing in the group photo, whatever that says.
With that in mind, that means that Mr. Warwick Ryder is going to be making a very deep run. You're going to have a Nashville slider in the top three. That's mandatory, I think, for the next Bachelor. So Charity is going to have to pretend to like this man if she doesn't actually like this man for a very long time. That's going to be how it goes. 2009 followers coming in. All right. Well, we'll see.
I'm going to say top four, guaranteed.
Let's read his official Bachelorette bio. It says, Warwick describes himself as loyal, kind, and adorably awkward. While he may be a bit of an overthinker, once Warwick is comfortable, he's got a lot of love to give. Warwick is very close with his family, and his mom's Japanese roots are extremely important to him. He's been to Japan multiple times and even understands Japanese. His dream date is grabbing a romantic dinner, then going to see a play. Charity, take notes. Warwick is excited for the chance to fall in love again. Blah, 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 blah. Fun facts. Warwick is a rule follower. That's something the producers like to hear. Warwick likes Legos. Are we going to see a Lego building group competition date? Warwick dreams of going to an English Premier League game. So he's a soccer fan. Maybe we'll see a group date soccer game.
I'm going to say there is a mistake here. He has left up a lot of tagged photos, including what looks to be an ex-girlfriend, which I would not. I would just eliminate any ties to anyone. But their last photo together is 2018 when she captioned it, I hit the jackpot with this one. Happy birthday, you crazy kid. Didn't hit the jackpot with this one.
Looking at there's a picture of him with several friends. His first tagged, or one, two, three, third tagged picture.
We met when I was in eighth grade. Oh.
There's a picture of him. A tag picture of him with a bunch of friends that they're all wearing American flag paraphernalia. That to me has certain connotations.
What year?
Let me look. I mean, what are you looking for with that question? Just past a certain year?
Post-2016.
Yeah. October 2nd, 2015. He's okay.
He's okay.
Sad but true things in our beloved country. Oh, then he's wearing, is this the ex-girlfriend one? Where she's hugging him and he's in a USA jersey?
The ex-girlfriend is at, well, actually, I don't want to say, but Yes, he's wearing a Lakers jersey.
I just clicked on her page. Sorry, this page isn't available.
What?
Yeah.
Why can I see it?
Oh, maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing.
She blocked you?
Oh, sorry. I was looking at something else. I was looking at a name that was in one of the comments. Yeah, she already blocked me. Preemptively blocked.
Yeah.
She's like, I dated this guy 10 years ago, but I know this Bachelor Clues motherfucker is going to follow me and make memes of me. Now I'm just like scrolling through her Instagram for no reason. I have to stop this now.
I'm going in deep.
Well, there you have it.
Look, she didn't hate him enough to delete them all.
That's right. Those are our first 12 players. We have gone through their Instagrams. We've gone through their TikToks. We've read some of their bios. I think Warwick is maybe your next Bachelor. I think we have some other potential strong...
other contenders. John B., Xavier.
Yeah, we'll see what they do. But hopefully, next week, we'll have some better Instagrams. These are all going to be players who have more than 2009 followers, probably, roughly speaking, coming into our beloved game. So we're going to cover the 13 remaining players next Tuesday. And remember, video of this coverage and video of that coverage is available at patreon.com/gameofroses, where, again, Dark Seeker is going to go in painstakingly and put some of these images that we were talking about looking at in the video of it, so you can kind of watch along with us. But thank you very much for joining us, and we will see you this Friday with another Twibbon. Until then, what is that Dwob at?
It's been 7,750 days without an Asian Bachelor. Praise be, Dark Lord Palmer.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then